Hi, everyone. I'm Cindy Morgan. I'm the Vice President of Learning and Organizational Development, and I'm lucky enough to lead the Penn Medicine Academy. I've also been serving as the Acting Chief Human Resources Officer for the last 18 months as well. Boy, what a time. Who could have ever imagined what was going to happen when COVID came on the scenes? I wanted to say first, thank you for your great leadership. It's been because of you that we're getting back to some semblance of resurgence while managing these very difficult and challenging times. But just wanted to say thank you. We've heard from so many of you around some of the things that are new challenges for you in your leadership roles. And we know doctors and nurses and anyone patient-facing has had challenging times. And I want to put you and all of your leadership roles right in that same category of being in challenging situations. So many of us are having to lead so differently because of the conditions that COVID has presented to us. So we've been trying to keep an ear to the ground to create Lead Strong, our overall new leadership development series that focuses on some of the new leadership challenges that we're facing, as well as some tips for overcoming those challenges. You may have seen our first one last week. Those will continue weekly. What we also heard was you really want an opportunity to learn from each other as well as share some of your own learnings in the process. So that is why we created Lunch with Leaders. So today we're going to focus on managing a remote workforce because so many of us are doing that, some of us, many for the first time. And there's a nuance to it. So we can get even better because we're new, but we'll be even better in the next couple of weeks and maybe even after this series. So in the future, we have all sorts of cool topics that are planned. Next week's Lunch with Leaders will focus solely on how do you make sure that your virtual meetings or virtual trainings aren't a snooze fest. I mean, it's hard enough. And now that virtual learning is here to stay, we want to make sure we're doing everything possible to make these events as engaging as possible. So we'll share our tips. We'll want to hear from you so you can give us some of your tips. Future topics will also be around emotional intelligence, prioritizing mental health of the people that you're leading, and we have a whole variety of different topics. And if you have a topic that you'd like to hear, please let us know in the chat function. We're really listening, and we want to give you tools and resources to help make your hard job a little bit easier. So today, I'm excited about it. I know I'm going to learn some things as well. So first, we're going to talk a lot about what it's going to take to lead a remote team successfully. It's a little different than when you're all in the office together. So we're going to share some of the challenges. We're going to have a couple of tips and best practices. We're going to use that chat function to be able to really have exchange of the over 100 people that are participating right now. So thanks for coming, as well as show you some tools and resources that you could be using following this webinar or whatever we're calling this learning activity, to then in turn put into use to get even better at managing remote teams. So again, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all of your amazing leadership in the last several weeks and beyond. We're so grateful to all of you. Leah, let me turn it back over to you and the PMA team to take us away.
Great. Thanks so much, Cindy. So once again, welcome today. As Cindy mentioned, we want this to be an engaging opportunity for you. You'll see that all of us who are speaking today have our cameras on so that hopefully you feel a deeper connection with us. It's kind of nice to see the face behind the voice. Please, again, don't feel a need to share your camera if you'd prefer not to, but if you'd like to, we do enjoy making that connection with you. What you're going to see today is based on research that's out there about what it takes to be successful in leading a team in a remote environment, but also what it takes based on our experiences of having led remotely. So, for example, myself, having come from global organizations where I had individuals based around the world, virtual was the only way that we worked together much of the time. And we want to share with you some of our tips and tricks, but also some of our lessons learned. So some of this is not simply based on what the research says, but the reality of how things work. So what makes a team successful? Regardless if you're talking about a remote setting or you're talking about an in-person setting, we know that there are a number of different things that make up a high-performance team. One is really having an established set of shared goals so that people are clear on why are we here and what are we doing together. There's also the openness to hold each other accountable. And that's not just you as a leader holding people accountable. Part of the success as a leader is having team members feeling comfortable to hold each other accountable. You've then got the effective working procedures. Think things like, are we texting to stay connected? Are we using video to stay connected? How do we take notes? Those basic things that are actually really important. I like to call them the stuff that keeps the lights on. And then last but not least, open communication. And that's not just simply making sure that I tell you something, but the two-way communication and connection. And so we want to share with you today some tips and tricks to do these things that maybe we're used to doing face-to-face and how to use some different remote tools and some different tips and tricks to do that successfully. Because if you can do all these things, it also helps to create a really strong environment of trust. But we'd like to move to the next page just to show you of like, listen, this is a new reality. As Cindy mentioned, lots of things have changed. So let's go ahead and we want to show you a quick video of what the reality is that I think a lot of us are facing into right now.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me. My apologies.
What is this going to mean for the region?
My apologies. South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited in the last 6 months to a year.
Okay. In the chat function, I'd love for some of you to comment of, has that been your experience as of late working remotely? I'm curious if anybody else has had that. In my case, it's been my dog. But I saw from a lot of the laughs that people were relating to this. I think this is the new reality that we live in. Great. Cats, dogs, children. Thank you. It is the reality. And you know what? Part of appreciating that this is our new reality is actually part of the success. It's not about trying to hide it. It's not being embarrassed by it. Because even if you're at work, think about the times that you're on the phone in your office and something happens outside your office door or actually outside the building that interrupts you. Interruptions are normal. It's really just appreciating that this is the new reality and then using some of these different principles of a high-performing team of, so how do you make it work? So thank you so much for sharing all those great stories about children, dogs, printers, you name it. I think we've had it all. So let's talk about, though, when you think about some of the stresses this man was probably going through and that we've each experienced in the stories that you're telling. As we move to the next slide, here's the reality of what this and this video showed of what it can create. The reality is when we're working remote, you don't have that chance to do quick flyby conversations. And so you have less informal touch points and maybe you don't have a chance to communicate. There may be things around, you know, effective work procedures. People aren't totally clear on work expectations and how things should happen. You know, it's interesting, in one company where I worked, we said our new rule, because we've lived through some of that together, was we make sure that our office door is locked so no surprises come if it's a really important client call. But there are things that you don't think about until you experience it. There's also the recognition, ways that you may have, again, quickly walked by or saw someone in a meeting and recognized what they did. That doesn't exist anymore. And then lastly, those different conversations you have to connect and align on goals, that maybe erodes a little bit. So we want to talk to you about, with all these challenges, the natural outcome is it can erode trust. You know, think about recent conversations you've had where you're sitting and you're talking to somebody, whether it's on the phone or remotely, and the comment is, well, wait, I didn't know that. Or wait, I thought we had agreed to do this. Leah didn't tell me that we changed. And again, that can lead to questions of, why wasn't I in the know? Why didn't someone inform me? There's never ill intent, it's just different. And so now what we wanna do is share with you some tools that can help you build new muscles. But rather than us assuming what you need, we want to hear from you to guide the rest of this conversation. So we'll ask you, if you don't mind, it is optional, take out your cell phone. We'd love for you to participate in some virtual polls to give us even more feedback to guide today's conversation. So exactly as you see it on the screen, you're going to text a message to 22333. And what you're going to type in is Penn Medicine 918. Give it a second, you will receive a message back that tells you that you've joined the poll. If you're experiencing any challenges, though, please text in and let us know, like through the chat feature, and we'll make sure that we find a way to see your feedback. And just as a friendly reminder, I know some people join through their laptop and through their phone. Just make sure that you have both of those on mute. All right, perfect. So we're going to go ahead and move to the next slide to now get your input to guide the rest of today's conversation. So talk to us. And by the way, your answers are anonymous. This isn't a quiz. What have you found most challenging when you think about leading your remote team? Has it been having clear goals and expectations with team members? Is it communication? You'll text in the letter that corresponds with what you found most challenging, and you'll start to see the results come in. We'll give that a minute while you think about it. Great. And I see some of you aren't on poll everywhere. You're texting us in the chat feature. Thank you so much. And we're glad you like the feature. Wonderful. So looking at all of this, by the way, I will tell you for myself and others that you're going to hear from today, what you're telling us is by no means a surprise, because we're all experiencing those same things. And even for those of us that have worked remote before or found best practices, it doesn't mean that we've not faced into these. So first of all, know that you're not alone. So as we look at this, what we're hearing from you is communication is definitely one of the top pieces. And then running shortly behind it, the new ways in which your team will work together with certainly accountability and clear goals and expectations on the heels of it. So that being said, and you'll see me look down from time to time, and I'm just taking notes so that I don't forget any of the key data you're sharing with me. I'll make sure that we spend more time on that communications piece, not only sharing some tips and tricks, but also looking to you to share any best practices you might have to offer. We're going to go ahead and move to the next slide, and we'll make sure that we spend some deeper time on communication. So I mentioned earlier this model of a high-performance team. We thought, you know what, let's give you a quick checklist of the things that we have found through research and our own experiences that lead to you being able to have an effective high-performance team in leading others in this environment. You'll see that there are the four components we've talked about in the diagram, and then the bottom one, trust, which is really cuts across all of them. So just some ideas, and then we'll talk through some additional information. You've got the shared team goals piece. And it talks about the ways to clarify and reiterate that that is important, but also how do you make sure that there's clear accountabilities and alignment to that? And even importantly, how do you encourage making sure that things get accomplished through recognition? When it comes to communication, which was the point that we heard is probably the most challenging, we want to talk about some different ways that you can virtually connect through different forums and feel like it's more like being in person. We'll also talk about some unique ways and some unique questions you can use. And then we'll talk about just some of the formal as well as informal approaches, because I think that's the one piece you don't get that chance to walk by. We'll then go into accountability and effective working procedures last. So with accountability, how you actually manage to the outcomes versus posts. And I see some of you replying already about how you use MS Teams and other functionality, and that's great, because it's easy when you're not in person to want to be able to manage to the task, but we want to talk about how you raise it up a level to allow people to still feel like they've got that autonomy they've always had. And then we'll talk about some of the norms. So if we move on to the next slide, we're going to go ahead and let's dive a little bit into the shared goals. So I see there just some different comments about different ways that you're staying connected and staying aligned, which I think is great, because the first one is creating a shared goal. And this may seem really intuitive, but I would ask you just to pause and think for a moment for yourself. You know, when was the last time in one of your team virtual meetings that you said, what is it that we need to accomplish this week? Why are we trying to accomplish that? My other favorite question, what are the things we're not going to do this week to give us the time and mind space to do it? Those seem like common questions and we're always thinking about it, but making sure that you have time for that conversation, and you'll see that one of the tools which we'll provide you after this call is actually a simple one pager that tells you how to go about having that conversation to make sure that there is a clear shared value. And I'll ask everybody just one more time to go ahead and make sure that you're on your laptop as well as on your cell phone. I know it's tough. We're all managing so many devices. We've all been there, myself included. The next piece is around clear accountabilities and the responsibility assignment matrix. I think many of you know this as RACI, which is, you know, who's actually responsible for doing something versus accountable, the buck stops here. That is actually really important, because how many times do you leave a conversation, regardless if it's remote, and you stop and you say, wait, was I going to do that, or was somebody else going to do that? So having that conversation and just using that language to say who's taking the responsibility to make sure it happens is important. And then last but not least, I mentioned briefly before, finding ways to celebrate the different accomplishments and to talk about how that aligns with the bigger goal. And one of the things we include here is a link on the High Five site where you can just send a note of thanks. And that's a great way to do it. But what I'd like to do at this point is actually just share some additional real tips and tricks. So Craig Lowndes, maybe I'll look to you just to share some thoughts of what are some unique ways you've found in recognizing and motivating your team here relative to creating this shared goal and staying aligned to it.
Sure. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. I almost said good morning. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my office in Westchester, Pennsylvania. So it's funny, this morning I had a request that came yesterday for a deliverable that's on Monday, and normally would have just done it through email with my team member that needed to get this moving, but we did a Microsoft Teams 20-minute video call. So I think probably part of what I've learned through these 10 weeks or so is to really meet probably more frequently, and maybe it's even a short spurt. So rather than the pop in the office, I'm doing a pop in via Microsoft Teams, just to kind of discuss what's happening. So that's from one thing. So probably increase the frequency. I also would say that as we're all working differently, so maybe make sure we increase the shout outs or the recognition to things that are happening. So when we are achieving goals, the team knows that we're getting there. So really, whether it be email, text, or virtually, to do that. And part of what is, since we've, I remember being on March 9th looking at some work that was happening, obviously our work has since shifted. So sometimes in the post-COVID environment, knowing how to reprioritize the work and what was a deliverable that we expected to have happen in the next month, and that those things have changed. So knowing kind of what's paused and what's accelerated has really happened. Also my last point would be to kind of acknowledge what's happening from an interdependence standpoint, and to realize folks that are working on different projects outside of your regular teams, and really celebrating that collaboration.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Craig. I also see some people chatting in about the different ways that you're doing it. So I saw the mention about using the Slack feature to stay connected and stay aligned. I see some comments about the shorter, more frequent conversations, ensuring that when you're having conversations to align, it's not just a quick email, but having a video call or making sure that there's set times, as well as blue jeans. So thank you for continuing to share those. We're going to continue to make sure that we raise them up as we're having this conversation so that we can benefit from each other's ideas. So let's talk next and spend even a little bit more time here around communications, because this is one of the key things. So looking at communication, we have so many tools available to us. Sometimes it feels like, at least for me, too many. But I think it's good that we have so many. But how do we use them effectively? And we'll talk about that in some of the work practices and different guidelines later. But let's just talk pure communication and how do you keep it open. Some of you mentioned making sure that you're having these video calls, making sure that you have daily huddles, standing meetings. Those are all the right things to be doing. Another thing is really about how do you create virtual team engagements on a regular basis, not just when you need it, and how do you have a clear agenda to make sure that all the different items are actually hit upon? it's easy to get held up or caught up, excuse me, in all these different technologies that you forget to do an agenda for a meeting or think about what to cover. And so creating that engagement, and not just as a leader owning the agenda, but encouraging others to ask, what should be added? What do we need to talk about? What priorities do we need to clarify this week? Ensures that you have that two-way conversation to really understand what they need in addition to what you need. Another thing I'd say really around open communication, and this was for me one of the most valuable learnings, especially working with different cultures around the world, thinking about the questions to ask throughout your conversations with people. You know, I think many times we're so busy, myself included, I'll do the very basic question, how are you? And very quickly, many of us respond, I'm good, things are good. But to get a little bit deeper and to really understand how is that person doing? What's going on? Is their child running in constantly for meetings? Are they stressed that they might run in? Tell me about your week. Just them telling you the story about how their week is going, you'll be able to tell how your team member is truly doing and create deeper communication with them, because now you're understanding. If they're telling you a lot of things that are negative or not positive, you can probably guess the space that they're in and use that to say, it sounds like maybe this has been a really rough week. What do I do to help you? Similarly, tell me about the highs and lows. So think about some ways that you can use different questions to really understand where someone's coming from or how things are going, similar to how you might do that in the office. Then in addition to formal and informal, some of you have already mentioned this. You may have seen me looking down from time to time at my cell phone. Why? Because I'm texting the team and saying, hey, can everybody still hear me okay? The ones that are working with me on this meeting. I'm also looking at the chat feature, but it's allowing me to informally find ways to connect with you where maybe I can't see team members eye to eye to go, is this going okay? So thinking about, you know, how do you send quick texts? How are you? I'm thinking of you. Hope your presentation is going well. Those are really basic things you can do, and it becomes your new virtual way to drop in a remote setting. I'd love to just hear from some of you, and so I want to pause for a minute before we go to the next slide. I'd love to hear from some of you in the text feature. What are some other ways that you encourage open communication with your team? And I'll just pull some of them out to really continue the conversation. So I'm starting to see some things that were already mentioned around using OneNote to capture agendas and information, making sure that when you are connecting, it's not a phone call, but looking to use Skype and using the video feature, that way you feel a little more connected. I've also seen the piece around communication of using share screen so that you can share the screen as you're working on something together, just like you would a whiteboard, maybe if you were back in the office together, to make sure that you're all in essence, thinking about something in the same way to ensure good alignment, which ties back to that shared goal to make sure the communication you're having feeds into what you're trying to accomplish. I also love this piece here that I see that's equally important, and it ties to communication and team norms. It's great that you can text me, but maybe I need to have some off hours. I know some others have said Fridays are a no video day. It's hard to stay really engaged and connected when you're on video all day and to maintain that eye contact. So those are some great points about the communication, because you want to make sure that you have the energy to have a good conversation. I also love some of the other pieces there, talking about just understanding if you know that they have kids or there are challenges with their family, asking them about that and finding ways to go ahead and ask people specifically to just catch up on that and debrief. It's a good mental, you know, exercise to just be able to relax. We've included in here, just in terms of open communication as some of the last tips and tricks, we've included in here, you'll get a link to some virtual icebreakers, ways to really encourage informal conversation in order to help open up the connection on communication. In addition, we're also including a link to the giving real-time feedback, because part of open communication is the transparency, giving quick feedback, and not just constructive, but also positive feedback. So we'll be sharing that tool with you to help you think about, how do I give that ongoing feedback to stay engaged? I love the piece there. I see one of the last things coming up is about the virtual happy hour, the coffee hour in the morning. Those are all fantastic ideas to really keep the connection. Let's move to the next piece and talk about some additional tools and tactics. We mentioned earlier, it's great you have open communication. You now have hopefully a shared goal or set of goals for your team. But how do you use that to then drive accountability? So we want to share with you some tips and tricks that we've found. First, make sure that as you're thinking about what you need somebody to do, you want them to be able to, because we're all experts in our own way, you want them to be able to figure out how they need to get the work done. But in order to make sure they're doing the right work in the right way, don't think so much about the task. Think about the outcome you're looking to get to. So what do I mean by that? One way you can do it, which is very task-driven. I need you to set a meeting on this date with these people. It needs to be in this format. It can only be this time frame. It's very task. It's very checklist. But many of our team members, they can set up meetings easily. So instead saying, these are the key people that need to attend. It needs to be at least an hour. I need to find a way for it to be visually engaging. Allows them to say, you know what, I'm going to check with people and make sure everybody can access BlueJeans, because if they can, that'll make it a virtually engaging meeting. And now knowing that I have some leeway on time, I can move some things around on people's calendars to get there. So think about the outcome you're aiming for versus just the task level. It gives people a little more flexibility to get things done. Additionally, think about when you're talking about holding each other accountable, there is a distinction between the what and the how. The what, the outcome you're delivering. But then there's also the how you get there, right? Are you dirty when you get there? You know, are you sweating when you get there? How do you do it? And that ties to our behavioral competencies. The reason we mention this is because the behavioral competencies guide gives you great information of how to talk about the how, right? Not only do I need you to do something, but here's how I need you to go about doing it so that it turns out really well. And it gives you a language to talk about it. We've included on the right-hand side a number of different tools that you'll be able to leverage in order to do that. And that ties into the ongoing feedback, remembering that it's not just about constructive. It could be the quick text to say, that was great, or thanks so much for a quick response, because that is your virtual way of dropping by to still remain connected. But as we look at this piece of it, there are some other tips and tricks, including the piece there on tracking status. And I want to call upon, if you don't mind, Jen Rader, just to share some of the best practices you've been using with these tools and some others for the group.
Yeah, great. Hi, Leah. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. My team uses a project tracker to track their various projects. And then in our weekly one-on-one meetings and team meetings, we'll go through the list and just say, you know, how is it going? What status are you? You know, are there any concerns or are there any challenges that you need help with? And then as a team, we can work together to discuss how to break through those barriers and get past those challenges. We also often share our work with one another, even emails, just to have someone else proofread it and make sure that the language is concise and consistent and clear in our communications. And so being able to provide each other that constructive and positive feedback within those team meetings has been really helpful. So, you know, our work is changing, and we had a lot of things tracked on our whiteboard in my office, but now that we're virtual, we're definitely looking at other ways that we can start to do that. And so I know a few of you have already mentioned MS Teams, and so that's going to be rolling out to the whole health system, and I think there's lots of tools and opportunities there for us to track our work and our projects and have everyone on the team be able to see it and share.
Great. Thanks for that, Jen. I think that's also what you mentioned around the tracking and sharing things. It also that continues that cycle of the good communication and the feedback loop around accountability. But also by having that transparency, it connects back to the clear shared goals. So if something shows up on the tracker that maybe you're thinking, oh, you know what, we might need to change course on this, it raises it for conversation and realignment versus surprises on the back end.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from some of you in the chat feature. And if you'd like to even share it verbally versus feeling like you have to chat everything, if you want to type into the message, I have a best practice to share, we'd love to take you off mute and hear from you about ways that you've been holding your teams accountable that you've found valuable. And if not, again, it's not a forced participation. All right, so I don't see any showing up, but that's okay. I know that you have, I think that the thing that is really energizing you is MS Teams, so that's great to hear. As we have more information on when that will be rolling out, best practices, et cetera, we'll make sure that we're sharing that with you, and I'm sure the IS organization will share it. But Jen, maybe I'll ask you before we move to the next slide, because it is such a hot topic in the chat feature, if you have any more information on timing or other thoughts.
From what I understand, they have a timeline to roll it out to different groups. However, it is available right now to use as a calling feature. So you can, you know, open up a ticket with IS and let them know that you would like to use MS Teams, and they should be able to give you that access. And my team is looking to collaborate. PMA is looking to collaborate with IS and figuring out all the different tools and features and functionality that MS Teams can offer for both managing your projects, managing your teams, providing online, you know, virtual training or virtual conferences. And so we're looking to collaborate and provide all those tips and tricks, and then we'll definitely share with you as those get finalized. But I'm really excited about it too. I think it's really going to change the way we work.
Great. Thanks for that, Jen. And I think actually what you were just sharing and what I see in going on in some of the chat feature takes us really nicely to the next slide on effective working procedures. You know, I saw a few texts back and forth about in the chat feature about, well, how do we make sure it's also not just, we don't overuse the tool, try to do everything, but at the end of the day, we get nothing done. Or when you're using so many things such as your phone and Skype and BlueJeans and the list goes on, that you're not spending more time trying to do all of that than actually get work done. And that's what really leads to this next one on effective working procedures. You know, again, for many of us, it seems very common sense, but you'd be amazed when you jump into the conversation with your team on some effective working procedures, what it might bring about. So first of all, the working norms. What is the platform we are going to use, and what will we use it for? If it's a quick conversation where we want to be able to just work on something quickly together, we should use Skype. You know what? If we want to have a quick chat, but we need to get up and walk around, we're going to do FaceTime. You know, what are those different working norms? Are there times when people should not be texting you? Maybe you have a set schedule of, please don't text me after this hour. Or on the flip side, I'll put my phone on mute if I can't accept a text. And if I don't respond right away, know that it's not because I'm ignoring you. It might just be an off moment for me. So those are things to talk through with your team. Similar to what we've shown on the other slides, we actually have a simple guide that helps you talk through some questions with your team to figure out what some good virtual working norms might be for your team to help facilitate the discussion. When do we use FaceTime? When do we use Skype? Where do we keep our notes? How do we make sure we're aligned on goals and expectations? And it just encourages the conversation to ensure good alignment. The next piece that you see there is really about effective and engaging meetings. And so thinking about what is the right format for that? When do you want to use video versus when is a conference call a little bit easier? I know for me, in working in this virtual setting, I really appreciate using some type of virtual platform like we are right now with cameras on. Because for any of you, it feels awkward for me, but maybe not for you, when I'm on a conference call and everybody decides to respond, and then you're not sure who tried to talk and you're waiting to try to figure out who goes first. Using a virtual platform like this allows you to see who wants to go first, or allows someone to chat instead of needing to speak up. So again, thinking about how many people are you going to be engaging? What's the right format? Making sure you have a good agenda and you summarize next steps and ownership. These are all basic keeping the lights on, so we know that we're not telling you anything that might be shocking or amazing, but sometimes it's good to be reminded of these things. In addition, what you'll see in some of the tools that are listed there, we have some information about a facilitator's guide to making a really engaging meeting, but also as a participator, because there are some, a participant, I've just made up a new word, a participant using all of these different platforms, what is the functionality of the different platforms? Because sometimes it's hard to keep up as to what the functionality might be. But when we look at this, I want to go back to Jen again, because she was mentioning MS Teams and some of the functionality. So I'd love, Jen, just for you to share some additional practices and tips and tricks that the group might find helpful.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Leah. I think, you know, having that open communication about your norms for your team is really vital to your success. My team, we noticed that a few of us, our Skype isn't working, and so we determined that we would strictly only use MS Teams for our instant messaging needs. And we talk about, like Leah had mentioned, when is it best to do an instant message? When should you text? When should it be a phone call? Sometimes we're tired, we don't want to be on camera, and that's okay. We can opt out on our team meetings and say, listen, I'm just not camera ready today. We also are flexible in these times, and we know that, you know, people are home with their children and their cats and their dogs, and my cat joins just about every meeting that I have. I'm surprised she's not sitting here with me right now. So having that flexibility and that empathy and understanding and being upfront and being able to share and communicate that with your team is a really good way to start. And then leading effective and engaging meetings. Next week, I'm going to be doing a session about, you know, giving you five really key tips to lead successful meetings and virtual training. And so I think we'll build upon some of the concepts that we heard today. But, you know, just thinking about how to make it interactive. Leah has done such a great job today by engaging everyone and using the chat feature and functionality and using polls. So if you're having a larger meeting, you know, you may want to consider how you can make it a little bit more interactive and less just one person talking and lecturing the whole time. And also, you know, Zoom fatigue is real. And so maybe there's discussions that you want to have and sending out pre-reading or, hey, everybody watch this video, and then we can get on a call or a video chat and really discuss what we read, I think is a really great way to collaborate and kind of bond with your team.
Great. Thank you so much for that, Jen. And I can see from the chat feature that there are some different links being shared about MS Teams, asking about where you can find some of the different tools. In this deck that we send out, we will go ahead and add that information on MS Teams. We'll also review with you some of the places that you can grab any of the tools that we've talked about today so that you have them all in one place. But thanks for that, Jen. I really appreciate it. So let's go last but not least to building trust. And then I want to summarize and check in with the group on just a few items. So when it comes to trust, this is really the culmination of all of those other efforts. If you have clear, if you as a team member, so now put yourself in your team member's shoes. If they have clear expectations on what is expected of them, they know how to connect with you and what support they're going to get from you as you talk about team norms. They know how to best connect with you. If they need something urgent, maybe they know from the norms you've set to text you instead of sending you an email. All of these things really create that trust, because trust is really about, I know what to expect. I know what I'm getting. And so using these different tools, tips, and tricks that's what really creates it. And then having the open conversation to realign if something feels off, so that you don't have that image that we showed of things going in different directions and misaligned. But at the end of the day, a few things to keep in mind, and it sounds like from what I'm seeing in all of the chat messages today about kids at home, understanding the stresses people are under, to think about how you do lead with compassion and empathy. Listen, we all need to deliver, but at the end of the day, it is a new reality that we're working in. And so how do you take the time to listen? How do you not assume what your team members need and instead saying, what is it you need from me? Those things go a long way to be able to step in their shoes, since none of us are the same in terms of our needs or how we're even dealing with current situations. The other piece too is to find ways to create an environment that builds relationships. It's not, you know, it's not the same where you would just walk around with someone and introduce them to the team and start to build relationships, especially if you have team members that are newer to your team. How do you find ways to connect? Do, as you mentioned, coffee hour in the morning, happy hour virtually in the afternoon. having different team members take a lead in a team meeting and designing the agenda. Those are different ways to help people really build relationships and get to know each other. And so all of that is just so important, and it sounds like you're all doing so many great things. I love seeing, for example, something just came up about surprise visits from therapy dogs, encouraging people to set boundaries on their own time. It is easy if you work from home to be able to say, I can work at any time and I'll just keep going. You need time to sign off and recharge. So making sure that people are doing that is important, because guess what? They may be stressed and feeling like they have to overwork in this environment. Creating that connection so that they are staying energized is so important, because they really do need your help. And sometimes they just need your permission to take a day off or to take a few hours off, or to be able to say, you know what, I'll have another team member do that, because maybe you need a break from this, because you don't have that same ability to see them in person and make that judgment. And I see that there are so many different things coming up, finding ways to celebrate birthdays, self-preservation. I think those are all so important. You'll see that we've added some tools here as well, so that when you get the deck, they are hyperlinks to talk about, you know, the piece around how is it that you lead with emotional intelligence, and how you also cultivate compassion. And it's not just you as a leader, but with the full team, given the current circumstances. Because really, we're all being given this prime opportunity to create a new sense of trust and a new level of trust within the team. And so I think, although it can be challenging, it's a great opportunity. I want to share just some additional tools that we're going to be sending your way, and then I want to pause to see what questions you have or other ideas you want to share before leaving you with some final tips. As we look to the next slide, there are a number of resources that we're going to make sure that you have available to you. First of all is the Lead Strong website that Cindy talked about. We are publishing every week different toolkits, tips, tricks. You'll see an example there of how you motivate from a distance. And you can see by the blue text, although it's hard to read, those are all hyperlinks to different resources, tools, templates, so that you have everything at your fingertips. In addition, some people may be better watching videos to learn. And so if you click there, as it shows when you get this deck, in Knowledge Link, we've created a full repository of different videos and resources to help you find great ways to go ahead and set yourself up for success, both as a leader, but also for individual contributors when it comes to remote work. So now is the time where I'd like to pause and continue to hear from you. What questions do you have? What things that have we not covered that you found are really important practices to working successfully in this new remote environment? Great, so it's great to see that just the emails coming out, and this invite is sharing some of those different resources. I see the mention of COBOL, which is really important as well as a resource for individuals. So that's great to hear. I see the question as well about difficult conversations. So we'll make sure we come back to that. We also received a question through email in advance of the session of, how do you manage setting expectations in a matrix environment? So I want to make sure that we speak to that. Wonderful. There's a question as well in here about Penn VPN in order to get into some of the links, or MS Team. A number of the links do require VPN access, but then a number of them do not, because we want to make sure that you can access it easily. We do try to call out specifically on the Lead Strong website if VPN access is required. This way you know if you might have to sign in. So let's start first with the feedback piece. First of all, if we go back to that piece about really building trust, the communications, the alignment, many times when we do get into those tough conversations, it's because there is a misalignment on expectations, whether it's expectations of what you're expecting from someone or what the individual thinks that they should be delivering. And I find many ways, many ways using these different tools help to clear that up, just to check in and say, hey, you know what? I want to have a quick conversation. We delivered on something yesterday. It wasn't playing out the way that I envisioned, but maybe it's because I misunderstood or I didn't clearly communicate it. Tell me a little bit about what you were thinking or what you heard. again, it goes back to that piece of understanding, because they may say, I didn't hear what you said, or I totally misunderstood it. And that's a really easy way to be able to jump into the conversation. And I would encourage the giving feedback, that tool is really helpful. So if their response was, I heard you, but maybe it's not something I was up for, or I just didn't have the time, we give you different talking points to use to be able to have that conversation to reestablish expectations. But using the camera feature or using FaceTime is really important, because you get to see some of the facial expressions and some of the body language in order to create that connection, because the visual tells us so much in addition to the verbal piece. The other piece that I want to mention, going back to one of the questions in advance, is how is it that I help to get my matrix team or my matrix resources aligned? I think that's a really important piece. And going back to that shared goal, that could actually be one of the most critical resources that you have at your fingertips. So aligning with the resources, whether they report to you or not, what is it that we're trying to accomplish? So that when someone does come back and say, you know what, this is not something that I signed up for, or I'm not sure that my direct manager will be up for me supporting this piece of the work, it allows you to go and then have a conversation with that person's direct manager to say, here's what we're trying to accomplish. If we look at the RACI, here's the work that I need this person to do and why it's so important, how it ties to this goal. Can we negotiate how they might be involved, or if we have to look at a different approach? But helping to have that clarity on exactly what is the goal and what's the responsibility of that person and how it ties together, while the outcome may not be that resource being able to help you with what you need, you actually know in advance that you need to look at a plan B. So I'd like to check here and just stop one more time to see if there are any other questions or practices that you'd like to share with each other before we go into talking a little bit more about how we keep these sessions beneficial for you and any additional topics you'd like to see in the future. Any other questions or tips or tricks in the chat feature that you'd like to share? If you'd like to talk, feel free to come off mute and announce yourself. We'd love to hear from you either way.
Hi, Leah. It's Jessie.
Hi.
Is there like a percentage of, you know, time that your employees should be, you know, doing to be productive? Because I find with this whole virtual thing, we're doing more research, you know, and doing a lot more in the background, just trying to get aligned with everything. And it could be because it's so new to us. Is there like a 80% rule, or, you know, something that to keep them aligned and say, okay, you know, are you being effective with your time? Are you, you know, going in the right direction? Should we look at your goals and see how you're spending your time? You know, could you speak a little bit more about that or something?
Sure. And I'll look to the other members of the PMA team as well if you have some ideas, but that is a really fair question. And to your exact point, with these different tools and how we need to work together in a different way, it may take longer to do something. I would say the first key is really being clear on what's the outcome versus the task level. What is it we're trying to achieve? And some of the time that you spend with your team, knowing that it's different tools you have to use now, you're not in the office with a printer. If we know that this is the outcome, what's it going to take to pull this off? How does it look different than what we used to do? Or how might it be more challenging than the way that we used to do it? Because I think that'll really help you. And I know it helps me as well. And it's a question I find myself asking a lot. What's it really going to take to pull this off? It might actually take a lot more time than it used to when we were together and had resources at our fingertips. I would say the other piece is we talked about that tracking sheet. And it's not about tracking someone's hours, but rather what are the projects that you're working on and where do you see yourself having to spend a large portion of your time this week? Because that can just create the conversation to say, wow, Leah, I see you're working on this project and it's taking like 90% of your time this week. That's not what I would have anticipated. I thought maybe it was a small portion. Tell me more. And that can really unlock the conversation about understanding what they're having to go through to get something done that's way different than in the past. Or they may share with you what they're thinking and you may have an idea or a way that it can be simplified, or you might want to change the expectation, because my favorite saying is the juice may not be worth the squeeze. It may not be something that's as worthwhile as you thought it was, and you may want to change that expectation. I see here some additional things, on feedback around, just different ideas, things that you want to make sure that we offer in the future around presentation tips, around different job aids. And that's so great to hear. And in just a moment, I'm going to turn it over to Cindy to talk about some of those different tools and resources and the future sessions that we have available. Craig, I know you've been managing the chat for me. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing any other questions that came about, or if somebody else wants to unmute themselves and ask a question, I'm going to pause for just a few seconds to make sure you have a chance to do that.
Hey, Leah. So one thing I've seen, I feel like we're on the Today Show here. One thing I feel too is like the energy to lead virtually.
So Craig, I lost hearing you, but is it me? I just want to do a quick check.
Try it again. Sorry, how about that?
Okay.
So So one of the questions that just recent one was about the energy to lead virtually. I feel like I'm actually on like smile video calls 6 hours a day, trying to do this, where I actually want to just be looking at my desk sometimes too. So any thoughts around kind of maintaining the energy? I'm laughing because one of my colleagues told me to have small weights by your desk, which I have right here, and to, if you can, to stand for a little bit and just kind of give yourself a little bit of a stretch sometimes. So that's actually, I feel like that helps to build my energy. Leah, how about you?
Yeah, that's a great question, Craig, and I'll look to some others as well, because I know from talking with different colleagues in PMA, but also some of you, I'm sure, on the Blue Jeans app, have different ways of doing that. I think one thing is I try to be very transparent with my people. So to say, you know what, I'm going to turn my camera off now because I just need a visual break, right? Right now, as I'm talking to you, you may feel as though I'm looking directly at you. And that's because I'm staring at this very tiny white light on my laptop. But I want you to know that I really am trying to connect with you. But it's exhausting, because if we were in person, I would not stare at you for an hour long. So I think what you've asked is perfect. For me, it's about saying, you know what, guys, I just need to shut my camera off so I can really hear you. I want to deeply hear you. I want to shut my eyes and have that not be the main sense that I'm using right now. I see others are saying that you're using coffee and chocolate. I'm a huge fan. Here's my coffee. So I totally agree with you. But I also see you saying, taking yoga breaks, making sure that you build into, for me, it's making sure that I build into my calendar a break that says no meetings, so that I can just get up and walk around my office for a moment. I love the idea that you have, Craig, about the weights. I'm going to have to use that one. I also am seeing here the idea of a meeting over wine, adding that to my list. I'm sure that that makes for a little bit more of a relaxed meeting, but that's great. And I see some questions coming up about large remote meetings. How do you make them engaging? How do you do virtual breakout rooms? We have some of that great stuff coming up next week. Anything else, Craig, that you're seeing come through, or from the PMA leaders, any other tips you have of how you do that and recharge?
A lot of things we're going to hold over for next week in doing that. I think part of what that Fern from Radon shares, a good thing, connect with colleagues outside of your own department. As people that maybe you would have just run into, maybe setting up some just check-in times with them also. So that way you feel like you're, I think that bigger support system you work with.
That's a great point. I also see here the great tip of, look to do audio meetings with your team. And this way, walk and talk meeting, it allows you to get some exercise, refresh a little bit. That's great. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for using the chat feature. I love seeing all the ideas that you are sending in. I'm glad that we've had this chance to connect. We'll certainly be reaching out to get your feedback, because we want to make sure that these sessions, again, they're in service of you. So we want to make sure that you're walking away with some valuable pieces. Here's the last tip that I want to leave you with. We've thrown ideas at you. We've shared our best practices. I don't know if anybody is like me, but I remember going to these conferences years and years ago, and I leave the conference, now you can tell I'm dating myself, with my binder of stuff, and I set it on my desk when I get home. And then it gets dusty, and eventually I file it away, and I'm like, what did we even talk about there? Here's what I'd encourage you to do leaving today. Just think about one thing that you heard, whether it's from my talking, from other sharing, or even what you saw in the text message. If you heard one thing that resonates with you as a new idea, jot that down and just have that be the one new thing that you try. Don't try to remember everything. Don't try to do it all. Just think of one new thing that you'll try when you go back to connecting with your team and colleagues, because that's the small step in the right direction of trying something new and driving change. So with that said, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to turn it over to Cindy. We're going to jump ahead a few slides. This is another piece where we want to hear from you. We want to know, we have some upcoming meetings. We want to hear from you, and you've been texting in a little bit in the chat feature. What other topics would be valuable to include in future sessions like this? Go ahead, type that into your phone where you originally responded of what you found most challenging, and we'll start to see it come up. And with that, as it starts to come in, I'll turn it over to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Leah. Thanks so much for your full participation and engagement in today's session. I think that, you know, we try to really listen to what your challenges are so we can be building tools, resources, and content to help you continue to do so well in your leadership roles. So when you give us feedback, we're really listening. So we look forward to hearing what would be of value to you, whether it's in a job aid format, whether it would be in a session like this format. If there are specific leaders that you'd like to learn from, we could also be inviting some of our leaders from across the system to be participating with us and sharing their thoughts as well. Leading is a real craft, and what that means is we're all apprentices to one another, so we can learn from anyone in a leadership role. It's not really about what level of leadership. We're all dealing with the same types of challenges, just at various levels. So I wanted to say, once again, thank you so much for all that you're doing to support our COVID patients, our non-COVID patients, your faculty and staff, as well as taking really good care of yourself, because it's going to take all of us to continue our resurgence efforts while continuing to coexist with COVID. So just wanted to say thanks to the PMA team for putting this on. Thanks to the over 150 people who joined us at parts of today's session. We know that we had people calling and they were locked out because we didn't have enough licenses. So please pass on these tools and resources, the recording of this, pass on next week's information, because I'll look forward to seeing you all next Thursday, 12 o'clock. We're going to give you tips on and hear your tips on how to make sessions like this and other large-scale meetings and trainings, or even smaller meetings, really engaging. So thanks so much to you all, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week for Lunch with Leaders.
Great. Thank you so much, Cindy. As you sign off, I'm gonna give you the quick tip. Make sure that you type leave into your text message. If you don't and you accidentally type something in later, it will be on the big screen in a future poll. We've gotten some interesting responses, so make sure you go ahead and do that. We have captured all of your different ideas on future sessions, and we'll make sure that we go ahead and keep this. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, PMA team. Thank you to all of you who participated. We look forward to
Thanks,
talking
everyone.
To you next week. Take
keep
care,
up
everyone.
The great work.